Hi, my name's Jim Smith.
Hi, I'm George Pitts.
And you're listening to Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse Highlights Podcast, brought to you in conjunction with Podomatic,
iTunes,
and WCRFM.com. For more details on me and George, go to myspace.com/Jim and George.
A 19-year-old Manatee County man was arrested Friday after he was found in a cow pasture collecting psychedelic mushrooms while carrying a crossbow, the Manatee County Sheriff's Office said. Jeffrey Moore and three others were spotted by a Manatee County Sheriff's helicopter in a cow pasture in the 2400 block of 38th Avenue East, according to the sheriff's report. Moore was seen lying face down in an attempt to conceal himself from the helicopter spotlight. Moore was found holding a small crossbow.
Whoa, how would that work?
How would what work?
Would you, lying down in order to...
Avoid the helicopter?
Avoid the helicopter spotlight.
I've no idea.
I don't even know how he thought that was going to work.
Well, the guy...
I think that's not one of them. You know when he's out sort of picking psychedelic magic mushrooms?
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, when you used to go pick your own strawberries and the ones you ate you never had to pay for. I fancy there's a bit of that going on.
Who knows?
Do you have to cook them before you can?
Magic mushrooms?
Yeah, do you have to cook them first or?
Well, yeah, you're supposed to. You're supposed to boil them.
All right.
And it's the juice that's it's the potent bit, which you can siphon through a sieve and have it as like a pure liquid type thing.
You don't actually eat the mushroom?
You can eat the mushrooms, you can, but it's not recommended because if you eat the mushrooms themselves, you're more prone to vomit and be sick.
Oh, okay.
And if you take the liquid form by boiling it up and just extracting the juice, that's real hallucinogenic stuff.
Okay, so do carry on.
That's really trippy. Moore was found holding a small crossbow and a slingshot. He told deputies that the weapons were for protection in case the cows in the pasture came at him. I'm not sure in what sense he mean came at him. It's a terribly written piece, this is.
That's probably because he's tripping, isn't he? He's probably seeing things.
Yeah.
Cows! Where's my crossbow?
Big horrible cows are coming at me! Moore also told deputies that he was in the pasture collecting mushrooms for drug consumption. Moore faces charges in the armed trespassing. Right then, so the guy's in a field, absolutely spaced out of his mind, collecting magic mushrooms with a crossbow and a slingshot. What was the slingshot for? I mean, how is he supposed to fend off, a raving attack from cows with a slingshot?
I don't know. Perhaps he was really tasty with it.
Maybe he's a big fan of the old David and Goliath era.
I saw this, and this was in The Guardian, and this is one for the file marked, "You ungrateful little sod." Right. Boy chosen by Dalai Lama turns back on the Buddhist order. This is a good story. I really enjoyed this. And again, the best part of it is it's true. As a toddler, he was put on the throne and worshipped by monks who treated him like a god. But the boy chosen by the Dalai Lama as the reincarnation of the spiritual leader has caused consternation and some embarrassment for Tibetan Buddhists by turning his back on the order that had such high hopes for him. Instead of lending a monastic life, Ostel Hinter Torres now sports baggy trousers, has long hair, and is more likely to quote Hendrix than Buddha.
Good lad.
Good. Yeah, we like it when the ones at the top of the game turn. Yesterday, he bemoaned the misery of youth deprived of television, football and girls. Movies were forbidden except for a sanctioned screening of The Golden Child starring Eddie Murphy about a kidnapped child llama with magical powers. I never felt like that boy, he said. And also, you can imagine if you'd only seen one film in your life and it was Eddie Murphy's The Golden Child. You'd be going, what's the fuss about then, the cinema? It's not that, it's a bit rubbish. Felt like the longest hour and a half of my life. See, if he'd seen one film in his life, Smokey and the Bandit 2...
Oh, no, that's different.
He only saw one film his whole life, Con Air, then that would sort of whet his appetite for good cinema. He's now studying film in Madrid and has denounced a Buddhist order that elevated him to guru status. They took me away from my family and stuck me in a medieval situation in which I suffered a great deal, said Torres, 24, describing how he was whisked from obscurity in Granada to a monastery in South India. It was like living a lie, he told Spanish newspaper El Mundo. Despite his rebelliousness, he is still known as Lama Tenzing Ozel Rinpoche and is revered by the Buddhist community. It would be nice to be revered, even just by somebody.
Yeah.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? Just somewhere. I mean, what a pickup line in a nightclub. I mean, as we all know, nine out of ten men in any nightclub are living a lie of one kind or another. We walk through the doors of all nightclubs and start to tell lies. We can't help it. We just can't. I always tell people I'm an airline pilot myself. I always go with that one.
Do you know what? I've never gone with a lying approach. I've gone with the being brutally honest.
You're the one in ten. Everyone else. If you're speaking to a man in a nightclub, he's lying about so that he is living a lie of one kind.
Do you know the whole technique I've always used?
Go on.
Get it out there within the first 10-15 minutes. Get it out there.
Yeah,
get it out there that you find them attractive.
Oh, okay.
And you want them in some form or another. Have you got a boyfriend? No, I find you really attractive. Can I have your phone number? Well, yes or no. And you know then, move on to the next. If you get a rejection, move on to the next. If you get a rejection, then move on to the next. You know, it works a treat. Just be brutally honest from the start.
Wow.
So you know, all this...
I don't think, you know, picking up girls is meant to be, you know, like a... So formulaic is that?
It's a formula that works. And asking them for a kiss, that's another one. Just ask them brutally, can I kiss you? Can I have a kiss? And you just go at it. You know, get your tongue right in there.
Okay,
messing about. It's a formula that works. You know, see, so many men make the mistake of trying to be a girl's friend or trying to be too nice when you meet them. And that don't work, man. That don't work.
But what a pickup line. Never mind, can I have a kiss?
Yeah.
And whipping it out, as you so rightly said, you like to have it whipped out within 10 minutes, which is, of course, nothing but trouble. But Tracy say, oh, of course, you know, certain religions, I'm revered. That would work, wouldn't it?
We're revered at WCR.
A prayer for his long life still adorns the website of the foundation to preserve the Mañana tradition, which has 130 centres around the world. The website features a biography of the renegade guru that gushes about his peaceful, meditative consonance as a baby in Tibetan Buddhism. A Lama is one of the lineage of reincarnated spiritual leaders, the most famous of which is the Dalai Lama. According to the foundation biography, another leader suspects Torres was the reincarnation of the recently deceased Lama Yeesh. When he was only 5 months old in 1986, at 14 months, his parents took him to see the Dalai Lama in Dharmalasa, India. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong.
Come on, this isn't a religion. It's like an episode of Monkey Magic. It's ridiculous.
I'll tell you something about it. So just write that down, George. Monkey Magic.
Monkey Magic.
I'll tell you something about the Monkey Magic. That's right down there. Next to
that's
Green Sands, quite a story. At the age of six, he was allowed to socialise only with the... Listen to this. At the age of six, this is hold back your social circle,
yeah.
Right? At the age of six, he was only allowed to socialise with other reincarnated souls.
Oh, my God.
From time to time, he said he lived next to actor Richard Gere's cabin. By 18, he had never seen couples kiss. His first disco experience was a shock. I was amazed to watch everyone dance. What were these people doing? Bouncing, stuck to one another, enclosed in a box full of smoke. Put that in the file marked, you're a grateful little sod!
Whoa. You know the Dalai Lama?
I do.
You know the original Dalai Lama? Is he the big fat bald guy sat cross-legged?
No, that's Buddha.
Oh, that's Buddha, isn't it?
Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse. WCR FM. 101.8 WCR FM.
WCR FM. Monkey then.
Monkey Magic.
Monkey Magic. Remember Monkey Magic?
Right, and I read that down next to the Breen Sands kite
Breen
story.
Breen Sands salt kite story, yeah, I still haven't done that. I will do that though. Breen Sands kite story and monkey.
Monkey.
Tell you something interesting about monkey.
Right then.
Okay, monkey was on the path to enlightenment, yes?
That's true.
That was the point of monkey. Monkey was on the path to enlightenment and monkey was an analogue for mankind.
Yeah.
Guided along the path to enlightenment by three companions.
Pigsy.
Uh-huh. Who was?
A pig. Huh?
Who was a beast of the earth.
True.
See, there was the lost soul monkey.
Yeah.
There was Pigsy, who was the beast of the earth.
Yeah.
There was Fishy.
That's it, yeah. And who was the girl one?
There was Fishy.
Fisher.
Who was a beast of...
the sea.
The water.
That's it. Amphibious creature.
And there was Tripitaka, who was a bird.
Yeah, no way.
Hey! See how that works?
Yeah, so it works now.
See?
Beautifully done.
See how it worked, that was? That was what Monkey was all about. You thought it was just like a load of nonsense about a guy with big ugly sideboards and hairy ears, didn't you?
Well, it was, though, really, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. It was magnificent. But Tripitaka, why did no one ever look into that? Why did nobody? You know, like a pilot stage?
Yeah.
You see your boy priest, Tripitaka, it appears to be not only a girl, but a raving darling.
Yeah, true.
Monkey had me convinced I was bisexual for a long time. That's asking some very serious questions about myself. Because, you know, a few nighttime excursions about Tripitaka, the boy priest. I thought I was into, like, religious male figures. Thought the Pope's going to be raving in trouble with me when I grow up. I could barely contain myself over Tripitaka. Why did no executive at any stage of the case in this programme go, you see your boy priest,
yeah,
who's to help the lost soul, to give him spiritual guidance along his quest to enlightenment, right? Your boy priest.
Yeah.
Well, why is he a dolly? Why has nobody asked this question? Ask something else about Monkey. Because you know Tripitaka could be really relentlessly bossy and used to hit Monkey a lot, and he could do that thing to make a noise that hurt Monkey, and he'd go, ay, 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 right? Right? And all Pigsy wanted to do was, pretty girls, pretty girls. Well, that was all Pigsy was
Pigsy
about.
Pigsy was like quite pervy, wasn't he?
He was a beautiful character, Pigsy. Yeah. He was a beautiful character. He was a very simple man. He knew what he wanted. What he wanted was, yeah, pretty girls. I think he wanted to eat them. Right? Pigsy was into it. He was a beautiful, one-dimensional, solid character. Mm. But Tripitaka used to be quite mean to Monkey. But Monkey had the cloud.
Monkey had the clouds, yeah, he used to float about on it.
Yeah, so why did Monkey stand for Tripitaka telling him what to do? Why didn't he just jump on the cloud and fly away?
I think he liked being told what to do, that whole submissive
thing.
Oh,
he was into discipline.
I think Monkey had a kick for discipline. I mean, I think it's something that men and women both do. You have like an authority figure, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could probably see myself a little bit like that. Do you know when... You know, you've been with, you know, women and girls in the past that have been too nice.
George, listen, can we have this on the other side of the news?
No.
Hello, just in case you hadn't noticed, it's The Fish here. I've just popped in to invite you to listen to my show every Sunday between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Fish's Sunday Service. You can find out which famous people are celebrating their birthdays, A Question of Wolverhampton, 3 from 1 Artist, The Wolves Report, and The Midday Discussion, and much more. Tune in to 101.8 WCR-FM, or you can listen online at www.wcrfm.com, or even email me thefish@wcrfm.com. Fishy Sunday Service, Sundays 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. on 101.8 WCRFM.
You know The Fish?
Yeah.
Is there any particular reason why he refers to himself as The Fish?
Oh, I'll tell you why he's called The Fish.
Go on.
I'll
then.
Tell you why they call him The Fish.
Is he a merman?
Yeah.
Is he a merman?
Yeah, from the waist
is that,
down.
Is that why there's a customised pool built in Studio 3?
There you go.
I just thought maybe that was where people took the groupies.
I had no idea.
I thought it was like a jacuzzi thing.
Yeah, that kind of deal, yeah. Because the fish is indeed from the...
it's amphibious.
From the waist down. It's all scaled, baby. Last week, I made the observation, and I never heard the observation done anywhere else. And I was talking about, you know, cartoons. And we had the best cartoons. We were talking about He-Man, weren't we? And we had the best cartoons. Nobody had cartoons. I mean, the cartoons today just can't hold a torch to the cartoons of sort of 15, 20 years ago.
Scooby-Doo, He-Man, Thundercats.
Battle of the Planets, yeah. Ulysses. I mean, the list.
Proper cartoons.
Dog Tenny and the Musker Hounds. Proper. They were a series. You could watch them go through.
Proper theme tunes as well.
And theme tunes with more effort, more work in them than what's in the charts today. Anyway, and I made the observation, and it's something that sort of played on my mind for a while, that Thundercats, Battle of the Planets and He-Man had all one thing in common, and that was that they all had a strong feline character, a cat of some sort, and that the main male character had a sword that grew much larger when he got excited. It's true, though. It's true. And there is something in that. There is something in, like, the people... hard-working people at Mattel or Haribo, or whoever put these things together, you know, made that connection. And I had that gone.
Well, wasn't... What was it? Captain Pugwash, wasn't that the classic example of innuendo? And they had a character named Master Bates and a character named Seaman Staines. Roger the Cabin Boy.
Everybody says that, but apparently no. It's just not true. It's an urban myth. It was something that was made up.
No, because I know someone who's got a copy of it who they can't get the hands on it at the moment because somebody else has got it. But they've verified that that's what it's like.
There is a wicked rude copy of that was actually made, and it's widely available on YouTube. I can't imagine anybody who's been on the internet for any length of time hasn't seen it. But there's a really, really rude sort of, you know, triple entendre version of Rainbow.
I've seen it.
I think everybody's seen it. But look at that. We're
playing with the twangers.
Yes.
They keep referring to the twangers, but it's done in a really rude, terrible way.
And he's got a banana, and he's going one skin. So it's really... Anyway, so but getting back to He-Man, Battle of the Planets. And what was the other one? Thundercats, right? That all the main male characters had a sword that got much larger when they got excited. I had an email, and I'm ever so sorry, I haven't got it with me, but whoever sends it to me, I will respond to you, thank you very much, pointing out, of course, Ulysses also had one of those. And this rocks.
Cool.
Come on. You've got to be into that.
Come on!
Jim's miming the words to this. If only we had some sort of studio video camp, it'd be brilliant.
Well, listen for the drum break. Listen for the drum break. Hey, come on! Come on! So what you like, you know, scouting for girls don't work this hard.
No.
Nobody's working this hard. Ulysses also had a magic sword that grew much bigger when he got excited. and let us not forget, perhaps the ultimate in boys' cartoon phallic symbolism. Jamie did have a magic torch.
Jamie and the magic torch. Now the hell scale go faster and faster towards Cuckoo Land. Wordsworth, following hard behind. Ready for adventure, always there to lend a fourth or hand. Mr. Pooh, one or the other two, the strangest people you've ever seen. And the torch with its magic beam. If I hadn't really been there, I think that I was dreaming. Life is one of glorious game with Jamie and the magic torch.
God, there's something in this theory, right?
What are we teaching our kids?
In fairness, I grew up on this, and there's nothing wrong with me.
No, nothing in the slightest.
Okay, that's it, I'm afraid. That's all we've got time for today on the Technicolor Radio Clubhouse. You've been listening to Jim and George's Technicolor Radio Clubhouse Highlights Podcast, and we sincerely hope you enjoyed it, and you must have done, because if you can hear my voice now, that means you've listened to every last second. So why don't you do us a favour, do yourselves a favour, hit that subscribe button and hit it right now. We'd like to thank everybody at Streetside for providing us with the music, along with the marvellous Mr. Rick Dougal. But as you well know, if you listened to the show before, there's only time left to say. His name was Robert Paulson. His name was Robert Paulson. My name was Jim Smith.
My name was Georgie Pitt.
George, your battle with the guards was quite extraordinary, and I was going to ask you to join us.
Hail to the king, baby. Hail to the king.
Screwface, he give me a death a thousand times worse than you.
The whole darn thing was brought to you in conjunction with our very good friends over at Big Kahuna Burger,
Podomatic,
and WCRFM.com.
Go that way, you short-sighted scrap pile. You'll be malfunctioning within a day.
So until next time, people, you stay classy.